So this one is for anyone that the gatekeepers of the truth community have convinced you that you're not smart enough to determine the shape of the earth for yourself. You have to be a expert scientist. Little news flash. If you are able to pour and then observe water, you're enough of a scientist to determine the earth is a level plane and not a whirling, twirling space ball. What do I mean? Well, once again, get a 1 gallon bowl and fill it with water. Observe the surface of that water. It is perfectly flat and level. Then get a 5 gallon bucket of water. Observe the surface, still flat and level. Then get a child's kiddie pool. Fill it with water. Can anybody guess when it's laying at rest what the surface of that water is going to be? You got it. Still perfectly flat and level. You can continue to do this if you're not getting it yet. Up to Olympic-sized swimming pools. When there aren't little children playing around and pissing in it, and it's at rest, it's still perfectly flat and level at the surface. Then all you have to do is challenge all the brilliant globe earth scientists of the world. Find any NASA employee you can and ask them to show you water where the surface can be measured to be displaying curvature, as it must if the world is a whirly, twirly space ball. And all you will ever get, because it's all they can produce, is excuses as to why they can't seem to do that for you. Give you a measurable body of water that displays curvature on its surface. You will get story, after excuse as to why the multi-trillions of dollars stealing from you NASA can't produce this as proof of their gravity ball. There you go. That is all the science you need to disprove the garbage globe we have destroyed umpteen different ways over the last 8 years. Yet these brilliant truthers out here still can't seem to figure that out. I wonder if it has anything to do with the thumbnail of this video. You may want to check into if you're not aware of who the author of that thumbnail is. Well, he was one of the Nazi cohorts of people like Joseph Mengele. May remind you of a little troll-looking guy named Anthony Fauci you've been introduced to lately. They had a lot in common. Like their fellow Nazis, Wernher von Braun, and others they brought over after they won the war. That good people like Prescott Bush and Henry Ford financed. That's why Nazi tanks had Ford engines in them, because those darn Nazis. Maybe that's why to this day they're still sending billions to openly proud Nazis in Ukraine, while they call any one of us that goes against their Luciferian dictates a fascist Nazi here at home in the U.S. and abroad. Maybe it has something to do with that hypocritical bullshit. And keeping you mired in government is your God while you give lip service to Jesus. Because the 501c3 churches you go to ain't ever going to tell you what your government's really up to. And this is how they keep Flat Earth under wraps. And why they must keep Flat Earth under wraps. So people don't realize the spiritual, political, and financial ramifications it would have on the entire world. Maybe it has a little something to do with people can't get over their egos that they were duped. Well, I've said before, you were duped as a small child before you even had a chance to defend yourself. Just like I was. Just like every flat earther that you brilliant people of the world seem to think all just went crazy at the same time with absolutely no evidence to cause it. Just everybody, just millions of people, and go ahead, show me the proof it's not millions by now, just suddenly went crazy and decided just to be different. They wanted to say the earth was flat. That's your theory. And you call us conspiracy theorists. Afternoon, folks. I gotta be that guy again. Sorry. But I just feel the urge to nip this entire... Oh, is Tucker Carlson promoting Flat Earth? Absolute nonsense in the bud. Hopefully before it even gets started. Where's George Bush when you need him? You fool me once, you can't get fooled again. So I first saw this clip of, you know, Tucker Carlson in this speech referencing Flat Earth. Well, let's look at it in context. And during work yesterday, you know, I got a lot of time. So I listened to the entire 40-some minute speech. Let's once again look in the context in which Tucker refers to Flat Earth. He's once again mocking, dismissing frivolously the topic of Flat Earth. He immediately references it after referencing, oh, let's say someone makes a post that Papua New Guinea is the most powerful nation on earth. And the only response you'll get is someone's been smoking weed again. And then immediately references Flat Earth. There it is. But then qualifies it, I'm guessing, speculating, that because this was a Blaze production, knowing that Alex Stein is now employed by Blaze, yet I have yet to see a serious discussion about Flat Earth on Blaze. You'll see Alex and Jaronism getting high and discussing, debating a flat earther, wherein their excuse, much like behind the curve excuses, is, oh, we were using comedy to present the truth of flat earth. Guaranteed, that's what they say. But it's just them looking like asinine clowns, to where anybody new to the topic, that's what they would see it as. As a comedy routine mocking flat earthers. My opinion. But I digress, okay? So, in other words, the point of the entire Papua New Guinea is the most powerful nation and then bringing flat earth into it was that it's not a threat. So no one really cares. Those silly flat earthers, they're flying under the radar because they're not a threat. Sure about that, Tucker? Well, of course you're not. You know the absolute threat that flat earth is. That's why you have to continue to mock it and try to poo-poo it away. Because it is the biggest threat to the old world order, new world order, as if there's a difference. Hey, Tucker, if flat earth isn't a threat, why would Congress hold hearings dragging social media companies in and demanding that they paste wiki boxes on every flat earth video produced? You know, I spent quite a bit of time this afternoon looking through hollow earth videos. Well, first I started looking through Bigfoot videos. I didn't find one wiki box saying how Bigfoot is an archaic concept that has never been proven. In this world of cameras, surveillance, drones, dominated by video, the evidence we get of Bigfoot is laughable. Not one wiki box. I've been looking, Loch Ness Monster. No wiki boxes. That it's an archaic concept of people that believe there's some gigantic dinosaur type. We could go down that rabbit hole. Type creature in the water somewhere in Europe. No wiki boxes. But then I'm like, oh, well, people will just say, well, that's a lot different than flat earth. Okay. Hollow earth. Saw quite a few videos. Saw TED Talks about hollow earth, whether it's a theory or fact. No wiki boxes. Well, it has to do with the shape of the earth. And it's absurd to think the world's anything but a globe, according to you people. But I looked up hollow earth videos. I looked up concave earth videos. No wiki boxes. Huh. Almost like they're not a threat. But flat earth, every flat earth video we look at, wiki boxes. Wiki boxes established after congressional hearings wherein the United States Congress demanded they do something about these darn flat earthers. Because we're not a threat, Tucker? You know, for such a smart guy, you're a real dumbass. You know that fucker Carlson? It's incredible. So, rest assured, Tucker Carlson is out there. While he's still under contract with Fox, it's almost like they just put him on the road. Tucker goes on the road. Does these presidential interviews. It's funny how every person he asked about Ukraine, neither they nor Tucker, that's all about the conservatives now, the very conservatives in the United States that are constantly being referred to and labeled as fascist Nazis. Yet Tucker himself, nor anyone he interviewed, cared to bring up the fact that we are sending billions of Americans' tax dollars to actual, actionable, admitted, proudly, overtly displaying their allegiance to true fascist Nazi powers. They're called the Azov Battalion or the Azov Movement. Go ahead and bring it up, somebody, and watch the mainstream media go nuts. And then pull up articles from 2014 to right up before Russia invaded the innocent democratic Ukraine of all the left-wing media telling you about the Azov Nazis in Ukraine. But Tucker Carlson, the hero of the conservative movement, media, like Trump is politics, just slipped his mind. Doesn't want to put on blast the hypocrisy of the leftist Biden administration sending billions of your dollars to literal, real as can be, Nazis in Ukraine, while they label anyone with conservative views going against their insane trans agenda, druggy agenda, you name it, calling them fascist Nazis. I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but, you know, commiserate with me. Misery loves company, watching this insanity. So, I mean, do we really give Tucker credit? Do we give him the benefit of the... Go ahead. Fool me once, you're going to get fooled again. Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. So, no, I'm sorry. And I, you know, I first saw this clip on Ben Taboo Conspiracy. I love him. He's a brother in Christ, and I believe he wants to see the good in people. And, you know, that's all fine and good. I would just say to you, Ben Taboo Conspiracy Channel, the irony is Tucker then says, oh, I'm not saying those people are wrong. I'm not against it. Just show me some evidence and I'll amplify it. Of course, the irony being that Taboo Conspiracy Channel is stock full of evidence, in your face, undeniable evidence of the flat earth. Has Tucker got a hold of you yet, Ben, to amplify that evidence? I'm not laughing at you. I laugh, so I'm not crying with you. Because no, Tucker's not going to get on the flat earth bandwagon. Where, again, Alex Stein was on Tucker's show when he was still on Fox. Alex Stein's in Blaze Media, which obviously has contact and interaction with Tucker Carlson. So can we expect an exclusive 2-hour interview, not with Andrew Tate, which is as significant to the world as that little space between your scrotum and your Uranus, pun absolutely intended. Where's the 2-hour sit-down exclusive with Alex Stein, laying out, not his opinions, but the scientific evidence that has been established over the last 8-plus years of the flat earth, so that Tucker can amplify it? How many flat earth videos have you seen from Alex Stein since he joined the Blaze? I'm guessing not many. I don't follow him. But I'm guessing not many. Outside of that ridiculous shit show stuff he's done with Jaron for the last couple years. I'm guessing Tucker won't ever get in contact with Ben at Taboo Conspiracy, where all the evidence he's requested is and has been for the last 8 years. Yet, he's such a brilliant investigative reporter, this Tucker, he can't seem to find it. It's almost like he's begging people to flood his Twitter feed with actual flat earth evidence and do it before or to counter all these shills and trolls that will flood it with flat earth nonsense. to reinforce the confirmation bias in the infinitely duped and deluded globe heads of the world. That Tucker is more than happy to keep mired in their delusions of grandeur and space. So, they fooled us once with the globe. We can't get fooled again. No, Tucker Carlson is out to do nothing but reinforce confirmation bias in the globe idiots of the world. Period. And if you don't believe me, flood him with every factual, scientifically based piece of evidence of the flat earth. Taboo Conspiracy is a great channel I would suggest getting that content from. And then stand by and be deafened by the crickets from Camp Carlson. Because he'll amplify any flat earth evidence you show him, right? If you believe that, boy, have I got some land in Antarctica I gotta sell you.